ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾತಿರಂಧ್ರಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜನಭೂತಳೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇ ಅಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಳೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣೀ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದೀ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವಧನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮಿನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೈ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಾಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವೀ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ನಾನಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಚಾರಣೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೌ ಸದ್ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕೌ ಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ಹಿತಕಾರಿಣ್ಯೌ ತ್ರಿಭುವನೇ ಮಾನ್ಯೌ ಶರಣ್ಯಕರೌ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾರವಿಂದ ಭಜನಾನಂದೇನ ಮತ್ತಾಲಿಕೌ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಜುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಜೀವಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಡಿಸಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಪಂಡಿತ್ ಡಿಸಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಡೇ. ಸೊ ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಜೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ರೋಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಫೋರ್ ಪೇಜಸ್ ಕಾ ಚಿನ್ನ ರೇ ಚಿನ್ನ ಕಾ ರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ 85 ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಷ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಆದಿಲೀಲಾ 10th chapter the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Taramadhi rupasanatana bada sakha. Anupama jiva rajendra di upasakha. Taramadhi rupasanatana bada sakha. Anupama jiva rajendra di upasakha. Taramadhi rupasanatana bada sakha. Anupama jiva rajendra di upasakha. Tara within that. Madhye in the midst of. Rupa Sanatana, the branch known as Rupa Sanatana. Bada Sakha, the big branch. Anupama, Anupama. Jiva, Jiva Goswami. Rajendra Adi, and Rajendra and others. Upasakha, their sub-branches. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Among these branches, Rupa and Sanatana were principal. Anupama, Jiva Goswami and others, headed by Rajendra, were their sub-branches. Purport. In the Gaura Ganadesa Deepika 195, it is said that Srila Jiva Goswami was formerly Vilasa Manjari Gopi. From his very childhood, Jiva Goswami was greatly fond of Srimad Bhagavatam. He later came to Navadip to study Sanskrit and following in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He circumnavigated the entire Navadipa Dham. After visiting Navadipa Dham, he went to Banaras to study Sanskrit under Madhusudan Vachaspati. And after finishing his studies in Banaras, he went to Vrindavan and took shelter of his uncle Sri Rupa and Sanatan. This is described in Bhakti Ratnakara. As far as our information goes, Srila Jiva Goswami composes and edited at least 25 books. They are all very much celebrated and they are listed as follows. Hari Namamita Vyakaranam, Sutra Malika, Dhatu Sangraha, Krishna Arjuna Deepika, Gopala Virudhavali, Rasamrita Sesah, Sri Madhava Mohotsava, Sri Sankalpa Kalpadruma, Sri Bhavartha Suchakaha Champu, Gopala Tapinitika, a commentary on the Brahma Sanghita, commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a commentary on Ujjwala Nilamani, a commentary on the Yogasara Sutra, Yogasara Stava, a commentary on Gayatri Mantra, a described in the Agni Purana, a description of Lord's lotus feet derived from Padma Purana, a description of lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Gopala Champu in two parts, and the short Sandarbha, six, that is Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, starting from seven Sandarbha, the first Krama Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha and Priti Sandarbha. After disappearance of Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan, Srila Jiva Goswami became the Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya in Bengal, Orissa and the rest of the world. And it is he who used to guide them in their devotional service. In Vrindavan, he established the Radha Damodara temple, where after retirement, we had the opportunity, the Prabhupada is speaking, that we had the opportunity to live from 1962 until 65, when we decided to come to United States of America. When Jiva Goswami was still present, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compiled his famous Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later, Jiva Goswami inspired Srinivas Acharya, Narottama Das Thakur, and Dukhi Krishnadas to preach Krishna consciousness in Bengal. Jiva Goswami was informed that all the manuscripts that he had been collected from Vrindavan and sent to Bengal for preaching purposes were plundered near Banavishnupur in Bengal. But later he received the information that the books had been recovered. Srila Jiva Goswami awarded the designation of Kaviraj to Ramachandra Sen, Ramachandra Kaviraj and disciple of Srinivas Acharyas, and Ramachandra Sengar brother Govinda as Govinda Kaviraj. While Jiva Goswami was alive, Srimati Jahnava Devi, the pleasure potency of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, went to Vrindavan with a few devotees. Jiva Goswami was very kind to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas from Bengal, whoever went to Vrindavan, he provided with a residence and prasadam. His disciple Krishnadas Adhikari listed all the books of the Goswamis in his diary. So explain first. So Jiva Goswami was born in Ramkeli in West Bengal. Ramkeli, the famous place where there is Rupa Sanatana also, they resided there. These three Goswamis, they are belongs to one family, both Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is the son of Anupam or Varlav, Anupam Varlav, the younger brother of Rupa and Sanatan. And from his very birth, Rupa and Sanatan, Jiva Goswami was worshipping Krishna Balaram deity. He was worshipping Krishna Balaram deity. And in the meantime, his father also left his mother, and also Jiva Goswami was a little boy. He came with Rupa Goswami, and in the way Anupam was died. So Jiva Goswami was very anxious about what to do. He saw his both uncles left the home, both Rupa and Sanatana, and his father is already expired. So in this way he was thinking, and he was praying very seriously to Krishna Balaram. He was worshipping them. Suddenly he saw the Krishna Balaram transferred into Gaur Nita. In Bhakti Ratnakara it is explained that the Krishna Balaram transferred is Gaur Nita. Gaur Nita. Then now the Jiva Goswami could understand this Krishna Balaram is none other than this Gaur Nita. So Mahaprabhu at that time in a Puri, but Nityananda Prabhu was still in Navadip, in a Siva Sangam. He came to Sivas Thakur's house and he met Nityananda Prabhu there. And then Nityananda Prabhu became very merciful to Jiva Goswami, put his feet on the head of Jiva Goswami and gave him special blessings. He took, just lifted him and embraced him. He told, all your family members, Prabhu diya chena se isthana, Vrindavan, this Vrindavan is already gifted for your whole ancestry, your family members. Your uncles are there and you can also go and stay there, Nityananda Prabhu told him. But before he sending to Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami personally with him and he circumnavigated the entire pastime places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadip Mandal Parikrama. So this is the first Navadip Mandal Parikrama, that is Jiva Goswami did this parikrama in accompany of Nityananda Prabhu. That is the first Navadip Mandal Parikrama. So after Nityananda Prabhu saw Jiva Goswami all the past time places of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadip, then he sent him to Vrindavan. But in the way Mahaprabhu's Nesari, Nityananda told, you must meet Madhusudan Vachaspati in Varanasi and stay with him for at least 2 years and learn Sanskrit very nicely. So that's why Jiva Goswami, before coming to Vrindavan, he was staying in Banaras, and he became a very prolific scholar. He was very fluent speaker and a Sanskrit speaker, and also writing his, you know, Prabhupada told in the times of when Jiva Goswami was present, he was the number one scholar in entire India, entire planet. So even Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are writing books, but edited books by Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is a very scholarly person, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He empowered every Goswami in a particular field. And he gave Sanatana Goswami is a acharya for Samandha Jnana, Hari Bhakti Vilasa and all these things. But Rupa Goswami is acharya for Bhakti. Specifically he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he is Rasika Acharya as Rupa Goswami. And he empowered Jiva Goswami as a scholar. No one can in scholarly way, no one can defeat Jiva Goswami. He compiled as many verses as Vyasadeva himself compiled. Compiled about more than 500,000 verses, Sanskrit verses. And then Raghunath Das Goswami was for Vairagya, his detachment. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was empowered for Bhagavatam. He was the acharya of Bhagavatam. He was reading Bhagavatam and explaining Bhagavatam to the Goswamis. Then all Goswamis will sit down and listen from Raghunath Bhatta. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami specially empowered him, deity worship, and Radharaman appeared to him. Like in this way. So Jiva Goswami is a very scholarly person. So when after finishing his Sanskrit education from Banaras, he came to Vrindavan. So he came and he remained in shelter of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, is instructed by Nityananda Prabhu. And finally he took initiation from Rupa Goswami. He was a disciple of Rupa Goswami. So that's why Prabhupada is also writing the same way, that how after retirement Prabhupada also selected that place, Radha Damodar temple, to reside there, and Prabhupada get special mercy from Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. As one time Harishwari Prabhu was telling, Prabhupada disciple Harishwari Prabhu is telling that how he asked one time to Prabhupada that all these Vrindavan Goswamis are telling that your Guru Maharaj, Divine Grace, Prabhupada, he is specially empowered by the Goswamis. Goswamis also gave him special blessings, and even Rupa Goswami personally gave him darshan and asked him to go to West and preach. Is it true? He heard from different Goswamis. So he asked Prabhupada. First time Prabhupada did not tell anything. Second time again he asked Prabhupada not tell anything. Third time then Prabhupada just moved and looked at him. He told, what is new? Everyone knows about this. So Prabhupada, all these Goswamis, the special mercy to for Prabhupada. Prabhupada writing that I was in Radha Damodar temple from 1963 to 65. And so Prabhupada also writing here that he is the greatest scholar of the time. And but the Sahajiyas, later on Prabhupada writing, the Sahajiyas level, the level 3 accusations against Jiva Goswami. This is certainly not congenial for the execution of devotional service. The first accusation concerns a materialist who was very proud of his reputation as a great Sanskrit scholar and approached Srila Rupa and Sanatan to argue with them about the revealed scriptures. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, not wanting to waste their time, gave him a written statement that he had defeated them in a debate on the revealed scriptures. Taking this paper, the scholar approached Jiva Goswami for a similar certificate of defeat, but Jiva Goswami did not agree to give him one. On the contrary, he argued with the scholar regarding the scriptures and defeated him. Certainly it was right for Jiva Goswami to stop such a dishonest scholar from advertising that he had defeated Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. But due to their illiteracy, the Sahajiya class referred to the incident to accuse Srila Jiva Goswami of deviating from the principles of humility. They do not know, however, that humility and meekness are appropriate when one's honor is insulted, but not when Lord Vishnu or the Acharya are blasphemed. In such case, one should not humble and meek, but must be act. One should follow the example given by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya says in his Sikhyashtaka prayer, third verse, Tunadapi Sunichena, Tororopi Sahisuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Nevertheless, when the Lord was informed that Nityananda Prabhu was injured by Jagayan Madhai, he immediately went to the spot, angry like fire, wanting to kill them. Thus Lord Chaitanya has explained his verse by the example of his own behavior. One should tolerate insult against oneself, but when there is blasphemy committed against superiors such as other Vaishnavas, one should be neither humble nor meek. One must take proper steps to counteract such blasphemy. This is the duty of a servant of a guru and Vaishnavas. Anyone who understands the principles of eternal servitude to the guru and Vaishnavas will appropriate the action of Jiva Goswami in the connection with so-called scholars' victory over his gurus like Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. Another story fabricated to defame Srila Jiva Goswami states that when Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami showed him the newly completed manuscript of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jiva Goswami thought it would hamper his reputation as a big scholar and therefore threw it into a well. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was greatly shocked according to the story and he died immediately. Fortunately, a copy of the manuscript of the Chaitanya Charitamrita had been kept by a person named Mukunda. Therefore, later it was possible to publish the book. This story is another ignominious example of blasphemy against the Guru and Vaishnavas. Such a story should never be accepted as authoritative. According to another accusation, Srila Jiva Goswami did not approve of the principles of Parakya Rasa of Braja Dham, and therefore supported Sokya Rasa, showing that Radha and Krishna are eternally married. Actually, when Jiva Goswami was alive, some of his followers disliked the principles of parakya rasa of the gopis. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, for their spiritual benefit, supported Sokya rasa, for he could understand that sahajiyas would otherwise exploit the parakya rasa, as they are actually doing at the present time. Unfortunately, in Vrindavan and Navadip, it was become fashionable among sahajiyas in their devotee to find an unmarried sexual partner to live with, to execute so-called devotional service in parakya rasa. Foreseeing this, Srila Jiva Goswami supported Sokya rasa, and later all the Vaishnava acharyas also approved of it. Srila Jiva Goswami was never opposed to the transcendental parakya rasa, nor has any other Vaishnava disapproved of it. Srila Jiva Goswami strictly followed his predecessor gurus and Vaishnavas, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And Srila Kaviraj, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted him as one of his Sikhya Guru, instructor gurus. So, Jiva Goswami is the topmost scholar of the time, and even this Narottama Das Thakur, he gave this title, Narottama Das Thakur, Thakur Mahasaya. These three Prabhus, Narottama Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu, and Dukhi Krishnadas is Shyamananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya, Jiva Goswami personally, teach them Bhagavatam. They were learning Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami. And under his guidance, they become expert in devotional service. So he gave the title also to Thakur Mahasaya, to Narottama Das Thakur, Acharya to Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda. Shyamananda, the title to give to Dukhi Krishnadas. He also took them, also when Narottama Das Thakur came, Jiva Goswami personally took Narottama Das Thakur to Loknath Goswami for initiation. He took initiation from Loknath Goswami. Then he took Srinivas Acharya personally to Gopal Bhatt Goswami for initiation. And he got initiated by Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So, Jiva Goswami, as Srila Prabhupada is writing, he is actually very meek and humble, but just to protect Rupa and Sanatana and their position. So he was not related to these so-called scholars to whom Rupa and Sanatana just gave their signature, as we are defeated by you. Right? So that's why Jiva Goswami argued and defeated this scholar. And some people say blaspheme on this. This is another incident also about Vallabhacharya. Even Jiva Goswami defeated even Vallabhacharya. The Acharya, one Sampradaya, in Vishnu Goswami Sampradaya, the Vrindavana Vihari temple, said Radha Damodara temple, then after the same line, the top of this, there is Vrindavana Chandra temple. Vrindavana Vihari temple, that is to that Sampradaya. And there is a Vallabhacharya was staying there, and he was a friend of Rupa Goswami. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vallabhacharya's house in Allahabad, in Aliyagram. So Rupa Goswami also went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. So he was time to time coming to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami those days was writing his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That is, he is exposing as this Madhurya Rasa is the topmost rasa among the five rasas of devotional service. So in this way, one time Vallabhacharya came and he took few pages from Prabhupada, from few scripts, they are written in Bhojapatra. So he wrote, they saw this, he could not, because they are believing in Pushtimargi, that Vatsalya Rasa is the topmost, is higher than Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa, but in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is Madhurya Rasa is topmost. Radharani's love for Krishna is topmost. So, Vallabhacharya told, okay, he told, Rupa, you finish your writing, then I will come and I will correct little area, correct something. So Jiva Goswami was thinking, Jiva Goswami was disabled, he was fanning to Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami was going and writing, he was fanning him. He heard, who is this man? He is finding fault in my guru, Rupa Goswami. How can Rupa Goswami wrote something wrong? He went, just told Gurudev, I'm just going to, because Balavacharya was going to take bath in Jamuna, he just followed him. I'm going to bring water from Jamuna. Then he asked Balavacharya, what? Oh, Balavacharya, Balavacharya, and then later known as Balavacharya. So, where is the mistake that my guru Rupa Goswami has did? You find something? Then he explained this thing. Then Jiva Goswami quoted so many verses from Vedas, from Upanishads, from so many Vedic literatures. He stopped him speaking of Balavacharya. He was completely silent. He proved there is nothing wrong in the writings of Rupa Goswami. So Balavacharya has returned back from Jamuna. Then he not went to his bhajan place. He come directly to Rupa Goswami. Then Jiva Goswami also, he told, who is this boy? He told, Rupa Goswami told, he is a son of mine. Jiva nama, sishya mara, bhratarataya. He is actually my disciple. His name is Jiva. And the son of my brother. Anupam, like this. Then Balavacharya told, this boy is just young boy, 14 years or 15 years old boy. But he is very wonderful Jiva. He is not ordinary Jiva. He gave him Jiva, name Jiva. But practically I defeated by him. Today he defeated me. Everything he knows so much scholarship. He has so much scholar. He is such a great scholar in Sanskrit, all these things. So Rupa Goswami did not tell anything, just bowed down his face. Then when Balavacharya left, then Rupa Goswami chastised Jiva Goswami. He told, untimely he accepted this renounced order of life. I don't want to see your face. Get out from in front of me. Just go wherever you like. I don't want to see your face again. So like this, Rupa Goswami became very heavy. Jiva Goswami became crying, but he rejected, like externally it looks, just rejected Jiva Goswami. So anyhow, Jiva Goswami compelled to leave the place. Rupa Goswami, then come to Nanda Ghat, a place in Parikrama, Brajmandal Parikrama. So there he was just living in the bank of Jamuna River, in a crocodile's house, in a hole. He was just staying there, and he not going even for Madhukari. He was just staying there, and whatever the people, they seeing a saintly person living here, they giving something, then some milk or something, roti, whatever he got, he will eat. And that time he was compiling the short sandarbha, this famous short sandarbha, this six sandarbha that Prabhupada gave name. He told that it was the time, that time Jiva Goswami compiled the six sandarbhas. So, anyhow, Sanatana Goswami, one time he was going in Madhukari. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, that's differently. Sanatana Goswami sometimes staying in Gokul also. He sometimes stay in Govardhan also. So he was searching and he was going to door to door. Then he went to that village, Nandagram, Nesari, Nanda Ghat. Then he asking a woman, Hare Krishna, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna for Madhukari. The Mataji was cleansing the house with gobar and with the cow dung and water. Then he told, oh Baba, little wait for some time, I'm coming, 5 minutes. Then after my 5-10 minutes, again Sanatana Goswami told, Hare Krishna. The Mataji then told, where is this Baba is coming? Just riding a horse. We have a nice Baba here in the bank of Jamuna River. He is not asking anyone anything. If someone gives something, he just doing his bhajan. Such a nice Baba. So Sanatana Goswami is telling, who is this Baba? Another Baba who is coming? He has become silent. Then he asks, after some time he asks this, this is Lord Lady Khan, who is this Baba? He told her, yes, I can show you, go and go to this Jamuna Ghat. You see, there is Baba staying. So according to instruction of the lady, Sanatana Goswami went there and he saw Jiva Goswami. He was completely like skeleton, all his health has gone. He was just eating Jamuna mud and drinking Jamuna water. When Rupa Goswami rejected him, just like, then he, Sanatana Goswami started burst, he was crying. Oh, Jiva, what are you doing here? How you came here? Then he, everything Jiva Goswami explained. Sanatana Goswami just took him with him. Okay, come with me. He took with him to then come to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami bhajan kutir there, bhajan kutir. So, he asked Rupa Goswami, he just hiding Jiva Goswami in the backside. Then he told, Rupa, you have finished your Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You have written it, your writing is finished yet. He told it could be finished before, but if Jiva could present with me, I have lose him, so it's very great loss for me. So Sanatana Goswami started chastising, because he elder brother, he chastising Rupa Goswami. How you are punishing such innocent boy? His father had died, he just came and took shelter of us. How dare you just rejected him and send him somewhere, he has gone. Then he just took the Jiva Goswami and bring to the front of Rupa Goswami. He fell down and picked up Rupa Goswami. Then Sanatana Goswami told, crying. Rupa Goswami also, Jiva Goswami is crying. Then he just took Jiva Goswami up and he embraced him. Sanatana Goswami warned Rupa Goswami never to reject Jiva Goswami again, never to send him anywhere. Just keep him with care and love. So anyhow, so in this way, this story is there, how some people also criticize this, that Rupa Goswami is not necessary. This Jiva Goswami is proud. Now, this is for the, Prabhupada is just like here he mentioned this point. This is because he could not tolerate the blasphemy of his guru, like Rupa Goswami, or Sanatana Goswami, just like scholar was telling. So it was only for the, for his principle as a disciple, he could not tolerate the blasphemy of his gurus. So in this way, there are so many stories about Jiva Goswami. So how he was an acharya, even he was acharya for the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya. As Prabhupada wrote in Bengal, also in India, he was famous, also he is acharya for the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So after Rupa and Sanatan, all the Vaishnavas unanimously they appointed Jiva Goswami as the acharya. And he lived about 45 years, more than 45 years in Braj. He is the last Goswami that he remained in this Braj. All other Goswami, they gradually disappeared. But Jiva Goswami, even see Radha Mother temple, he took the deities of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, this Radha Vrindavan Chandra, and Radha Damodar, this deity was personally carved by Rupa Goswami. When Rupa Goswami gave him initiation, Rupa Goswami personally carved the deity of Radha Damodar for Jiva Goswami, and he presented it to Jiva Goswami and instructed him to worship the deity. And there is a deity of Bhugarbha Goswami, so because the deities are not worshipped that time, because this Goswami is disappeared. So Jiva Goswami just getting all the deities together and putting there. There is Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Damodar, Radha Madhava, this of Jayadeva Goswami, the Radha Shaila Chikana of Bhugarbha Goswami. And also the Giriraj Shila, there is Sanatana Goswami, I got from Krishna himself. Krishna himself gave that sila to Sanatana Goswami for worship and circumlet. When he became old, he could not do, but it was his principle every day to do Govardhana Parikrama, Sanatana Goswami. So Krishna, when he became very old, Krishna personally appeared and gave the sila. Just take the sila and just circumlet. But still he was crying, Sanatana Goswami. But Krishna told, no, this is you have to just circumlet this sila. This is as good as circulating entire Govardhana Hill. Four times, just circulating this sila. There's a Krishna's lotus feet, there's also cow hoof print, there is flute, there is stick, is all this marks on this sila is there. So in this way, Jiva Goswami disappeared. His appearance was in 1513, month of Bhadra, and his disappearance today. He disappeared from this world, but he is one of very glorious acharya in our sampradaya, and even the entire India, even the commentary on Bhagavatam, even the famous commentaries of the acharyas, Jiva Goswami's commentary also included there. Jiva Goswami not only wrote Bhagavatam, he also Krama Sandarbha, many commentaries on the Goswami literatures. So today is also the disappearance day of another acharya. This is Jagadish Pandit. Jagadish Pandit is also an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His name is mentioned in both the Gaura Parsad and also Nityananda Parsad. He is an associate of and Nityananda Prabhu's, Prabhupada gave little big purport in Nitya in this verse.
Jagadish Pandita Hai Jagat Pavana Krishna Premamrita Varse Jena Varsaghana. Jagadish Pandita Hai Jagat Pavana Krishna Premamrita Varse Jena Varsaghana. Jagadish Pandit, the 15th branch of Lord Nityananda's followers, was the deliverer of entire world. Devotional love of Krishna showered from him like torrents of rain. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anuvasya, descriptions of Jagadish Pandit are available from Chaitanya Bhagavata Adikhanda and chapter 6 and Chaitanya Charitamrita Adila, chapter 14. He belonged to the village of Jasoda Grama in district of Nadia near the Chakdha railway station. His father, the son of Bhatta Narayan, was named Kamalakya. Both his father and mother were great devotees of Lord Vishnu, and after their death, Jagadish with his wife Dukhini and brother Mahesh left his birthplace and came to Sri Mayapur to live in the company of Jagannath Mishra and other Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya asked Jagadish to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the Harinama Sankirtana movement. After returning from Jagannath Puri, on the order of Sri Jagannath, he established deities of Jagannath in the village of Jasoda Grama. It is said that when Jagadish Pandit brought the deity of Jagannath to Jasoda Grama, he tied the heavy deity to a stick and thus brought him to the village. The priests of the temple still shows the stick used by Jagadish Pandit to carry the Jagannath deity. This is the same Jagadish Pandit, also in childhood pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. That Mahaprabhu, when he was small child, he was crying very loudly was crying, and when generally these women or all the other peoples, they started clapping hand and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then he stopped. But on that was Ekadashi day, and a particular day they Nimai was crying, but they trying their best doing kirtan, clapping hands, chanting loudly Hare Krishna mantra, but he was not silent. Then they asked to Jagannath Mishra, come, and he asked, oh Nimai, what happened? Why you are crying? Whatever you want, we'll give you. Tell what you want. Then he told, okay, first promise me, you will give me whatever I want? Yes. Because just exposed himself as a Vishnu, as Vishnu Tattva. As Prabhupada wrote that there, so there, he told, there is two persons in Navadip, Jagadish and Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. They have a, today is Ekadashi day, they are fasting, they themselves fasting. Prabhupada wrote there that a devotee has to fast in Ekadashi day, but that does not mean the deity has to fast. Deity has to, they can get the regular prasadam, grand prasadam, that is. So when this, in their home, in their temple, they cooked so many varieties of prasadam for their deities. And they offered, I want to eat that prasadam, that naivedya, this bhoga, this they offer, they getting ready for their deity. This small boy, 3 years old, how he know that the Jagadish and Hiranya, they are fasting on Ekadashi day, and they are cooking so many items for their Gopal deity. So anyhow, everyone was laughing, then Mahaprabhu started crying. So they again told, oh, Jagannath Mishra, just I am going. So Jagannath Mishra came and he informed these two persons, this Jagadish and his brother. They thought definitely is the Bal Gopal. This Gopal definitely, he's speaking through this small boy. So they are devotees. So they took all their, whatever they cooked for the deities and offered to the deities, all the prasad, with all prasad to the Nimai. They put the whole Mahaprasad plate in front of Nimai. The Nimai started laughing, and he called all his small children, come. And he started eating this Mahaprasad. This is Vishnu Prasad. So anyhow, this is in Chaitanya Bhagavad story. And here is also, he mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, go to Jagannath Puri, to preach the Sankirtan movement. He told Jagadish, you go and preach there, Harinam Sankirtan, after I am coming, Mahaprabhu told. I am also coming to Jagannath Puri. You go and preach. So Jagadish came with Mahaprabhu's instruction, and he stayed in Jagannath Puri for about for few years. Then he developed attachment for Jagannath. Every day going to Jagannath for darshan and eating Jagannath Mahaprasadam, chanting Harinam whole day, Sankirtan, doing Sankirtan, Hare Krishna mantra, he was preaching everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So after at a few years, he had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Then he said, Jagadish, to come back to Bengal. Now you have to come back to Bengal. I am going there. I will now start my preaching mission there. You come back to Bengal and you associate, you help Nityananda Prabhu. He was also in preaching in Bengal. So he was very sad. He was telling, I have now have to leave Jagannath Puri, so I will give I could not get the association of Jagannath. I cannot get the darshan of Jagannath again. And Mahaprabhu also coming from Navadip, and I could not get his association also. So I am such a unfortunate person. So he was crying. Whole night he was thinking how it is. So it is, so Jagannath came in dream. He told, don't worry. You establish me in your village. And you have some places, here Prabhupada is writing that his Jagadish Pandit established the deity in his village. And he took the deity with him, particularly the Jagannath Puri's place is not mentioned here, but some other places they told that this Lord Jagannath told him, don't worry, I will come with you. Then This is for the in the history of the Jagannath Puri, first time that Jagannath told to the king of Jagannath Puri and to the head pujari, "You have to recover me from that place, the Navakalabar, where the old deities were buried under earth. You should take my old Jagannath that is buried under earth. You should take that and give it to this Jagannath, this Jagadish Pandit." So king was surprised, and had to say, "How it is?" But Jagannath is telling. So there is a huge, big deity. In Jasoda Gam is now near. Now also we can see the deity. Anyhow, so that's why when the king gave the deity to Jagadish Pandit, Jagadish Pandit, "Oh, such a huge deity, how can I take it to my Bengal?" Then Jagannath told to him, "Don't worry, just you take this big stick," the stick gave him stick, "and just in one side of the stick, tied this deity, put it like, and don't look to the back, just you put this stick on your shoulder and walk. You will find me in your village, don't look back." So in this way, he carried the deity, was there, but he did not look back, and so reached his village. After reaching his village, then he told, "Okay, he is now village." She looked back, and Jagannath laughed. He told, "Okay, I am here. Now I cannot go. You call all the villagers." They all people came, then they took Jagannath. That is there, Chakoda, is a Jasoda Gram, is Prabhupada wrote here, and I went there many times. So the deity, very huge Jagannath deity. So this is Jagadish Pandit. So, and also hear about Jiva Goswami. So I stop here, it is already time. So, any question or comment? Yes. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaye Brajendra Sutta Pas. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are Nitya Siddhas. They are from Goloka. They come just to take part in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are different, their Swarup is there in Brajalila, who was there, it's also mentioned in Ganadas Dipika. Kavi Karnapur Thakur wrote, who is what? Who is Rupa Goswami? Was Rupa Manjari in Krishna Lila. This one too with this. All these associates there, who are there in Krishna Lila, also mentioned. So, Gauranga. That's why actually Chaitanya Charitamrita is Prabhupada told his postgraduate study. After Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, anyhow, this is just the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is just introduction, giving this introduction of different devotees, Gaura Parsadas. This is associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, associates of Nityananda Prabhu, associates of Gadadhar Pandit, associates of their different devotees. They are not ordinary, like us, they are not conditioned souls. Okay. Yes, someone was hands up there. Any question? Okay, Hare Krishna.